Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside producer / seducer Nick Scarpino.
You know what, Greg? You're pretty loud in my ear right now, and I like it.
Is it because you got new headphones? Newish?
No, every once in a while, this microphone, which is fantastic. I'm sure it's my fault, not it's. It just like jacks up the audio on me, and I'm like, whoa, what's going on?
Yeah.
3D audio.
Feels like you're riding a snake.
It's HD audio, it's, Tim. I think
are you still connected to the Mac, or do you have a PC running this?
It's a PC. I've had a PC.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Isn't it a $7,000 PC?
It's a very expensive PC. We did a whole bit about it.
I heard you were supposed to stream like nighttime stuff. Andy was saying.
I do. I just have it procluded.
No, Andy.
Until you unblock me on Instagram, you can't see me. You can't see any of the Kind of Funny Twitch Nick at Night streams.
How do we bury the hatchet right now? How do we get Nick unblocked right now, Kevin? All right,
he stops being an asshole about it. But we know for a fact he won't stop being an asshole about it. He's had multiple chances.
Andy, bring up Pottermore.com right now. Let's sort him. Let's see what happens.
You see
what
I mean? Let's sort him.
I've been sorted.
Let's put it this way. Gryffindor wouldn't even think about blocking anyone on his
screen. Let's sort him.
I'm like 2 seconds away from blocking him on Discord.
Wouldn't think about it.
He's a Hispanic heartthrob, Texas treat Latino. He clicking heads and ripping them to shreds. The globetrotting headshot nitro rifle from twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
I don't like when all we do is fight. Hey, Tim, ask me where I got my hoodie from. You can ask now.
Where'd you get your hoodie from, Andy Cortez?
Kindoffunny.com/store.
What does this do?
Yesterday, Greg got. We were doing the Moon Knight trailer reaction, and I was introing everyone, and I was like, Kev, that's a nice sweater. Where'd you get it? And he was just wearing a Lululemon sweater, but I thought it was the black. Kind of funny. So, yeah, Lululemon.
I more appreciated that on Saturday I went to Tim's house with the sole purpose of getting the Kind of Funny merch and distributing it to Andy Barrett and Blessing, and myself, obviously, too. And we went down there, and me and Tim were digging through it all, and the Kind of Funny sweatshirt that Andy's wearing also comes as a crop top, and when they are hermetically sealed, they are impossible to tell apart. And so I went and delivered to Blessing what I thought was his order, and sure enough, he only got the crop top. And like a true Kind of Funny super fan, he wore it on Monday.
He put a shirt on underneath.
My thing is this: like, how many? You're looking at the pile, Greg, and you go, "How many of these am I going to take before enough is enough? Do I take three, and then if all three of them are crop tops, we're just wearing crop tops from now on?"
Pretty much. I mean, that was the thing of digging through it and looking, and I'm like, okay, well, I opened up the XLs because they were easier to find than the smalls because there's so many fat people, you know what I mean? So, but then Blessing, of course, this impossibly small person that I have to dig looking for the 1S goddamn in there. And like I unwrapped my XL sweatshirt, and I was like, okay, cool. Like the triple fold is the sweatshirt. That's not the crop top. I have a visual. I can go on this. Mm-hmm. And it turned out once again, you know, Blessing smalls are just so small, so impossibly small.
But Greg,
ended up getting the crop top. Yeah, Andy Cortez from Kyle.
I had the same issue that Nick has with you with Blessing this morning. When Nick talks about how annoyed he is when he hears about Greg's encroaching hairline.
Sure.
And a hairline that doesn't understand boundaries.
Yeah, of course.
And says, no, I'm going to move down. I'm not going to recede back up like normal. I'm actually going to grow and cover more and become a three head. Greg's going to have a three head at one point. Mm-hmm. This morning, Blessing was talking about he like flexed for Kevin or something. He was like, one day I'll hit the gym and get jacked. And I was like, Blessing, well, all you got to do, like I used to be scrawny like you. And then suddenly when I was in baseball, I'm bench pressing a lot. And suddenly I grew some boobies, right? And then ever since then, you know, if I'm even now, I have the boobies and then I'm kind of out of shape and they kind of grow. But then I'll do a lot of push-ups several days in a row. Suddenly they're tight and they're right back at it. Go ahead, Greg Miller.
I was looking for a definition of boobies here, because you were talking about getting pectorals in baseball and then get, so like you're talking about a positive boobie, not like,
oh yeah, no, like, yeah, strong pectorals.
Gotcha.
And so I've just kind of have the permanent pectorals now. And every once in a while when I'm out of shape, yeah, they're just kind of, like, you know, they'll look, you know, I'll get kind of flabby in places, and that's just natural. But then when I do a lot of push-ups several days in a row, they get really, really
nice.
It is
unnatural
tight.
If you don't work out, you get flabby. That is accurate.
They get really nice and tight. And I was like, Blessing, that's all you got to do. And he goes, oh, I wish, man. Every once in a while, I'll work out and I'll start to feel really good. And then when I don't, I'll just go back to being really skinny and scrawny. And I was like, oh, what a problem you have, Blessing. Problem you have. Jeez Louise.
Could you imagine, well, that is the thing, imagine if you just like stopped cutting your hair and it just got thicker? And you're like, is that, that's the world we can live in?
That's what I feel like I don't have eyes on. And I, you know, there's been a lot of downsides to the pandemic, right? Obviously, we don't get to work in the same place together. You can't go to the movie theaters. Hundreds of thousands of people have died.
Yeah.
But one of the big downsides is that I don't know what Blessing's vices are for food. You know what I mean? Like, I know Andy. I know Andy inside and out.
What's Andy's? Give me Andy's top five foods right now. What are the top five foods? Desk foods Andy.
Oh, desk food? Well, I was going to toss pizza in there beforehand, right? Because, and I'm not a desk food, but I'm talking about like, because I'm not going to what Andy snacks on. You know what I mean? Like those goddamn little mini carrots, these pitiful salads he brings in trying to make himself feel good. That's not helping anybody. You know what I mean?
You saw me eating them yesterday. Eating
the goddamn goldfish, the Cheetos, the hot fries, the Takis. This is, again, office-y stuff. You know what I mean? But I also know that, you know, Andy goes home and he wants that pizza so bad. And God bless him, Andy. I know you don't eat as many pizzas as you used to. You know what I mean? You can't be the Ninja Turtle forever. Sometimes you got to grow up and be April O'Neil. I appreciate that about you. And so I know it's that thing where it's like Blessing, or I'm sorry, Andy talks about it, and I've seen in there, like, so when you fall off the wagon and, like, you know, you're eating all the CVS food, and we know why you're getting heavy, you know what I mean, why you're getting your boobies back and all this stuff, we understand. I don't, what junk food is Bless eating at home? What is he doing? You know what I mean? Is he even a big eater? That's the thing. I see him eat a breakfast sandwich every so often from Starbucks, and that's about it.
He only eats like half of it.
I don't think he's a big eater, but I often will hear him talking about kind of being in the same delivery rhythm that me and Michael get into, where it's, I'm Ubering Popeyes today. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, I'm Ubering In-N-Out. The next day, I'm Ubering Domino's, and then I'm Ubering Domino's again, and then I'm Ubering. Like, he gets into those delivery streaks, similar to when I mentioned this morning on Games Daily that I got my Spotify Wrapped, but for Uber Eats.
Oh, no.
And they, so dangerous. They told me I'm in the top 1% of so many different restaurants.
Oh, no.
That's incredible. That's dedication.
Many varied restaurants. And they're like, Andy, you're a top customer at Volcano Curry. I was like, yeah, I expect that. And then, Andy, you're a top customer at Curry Up Now. I was like, fuck, I don't, geez, am I?
Really? Curry.
That's a lot.
Mad with taste.
Yeah, I think I only Postmates from like two different places, but I finally got that notification, I think about a week ago. It said, congratulations, you're in the top 5% of people who order from Rome Burger. And would you like to rate? And then it started beating me over the head with surveys, and I was like, I'm never ordering from this place.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want paperwork. I'm not trying to be like, it's like someone gives you a prize.
You come into my house.
Yeah, and then you got to write an essay. You're like, write an essay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want to write a fucking essay about this. No, just give me the sweet potato fries.
Isn't it enough that I am your number one customer? Why do I need to? What, like, you should be asking the people who aren't buying from you, you know?
And Andy read it wrong. It wasn't the 1%. Like, he is the number one.
He's the
customer.
Number one.
That's okay. Curry.
Like, that's why they're asking those questions. They have to know how to make more like him. Like, what is it about us that makes you come back every time? Nick Scarpino.
Can we bring Volcano Curry a signed picture of Andy to hang on the wall? Because he's the number one customer.
I love it.
Yeah, so we filmed.
You remember, that was something handling that well.
That was something I pitched a long time ago, back in the office, or maybe even the spare bedroom, of doing E3 awards, but just for restaurants we liked in San Francisco. That was just great. Like, it's kind of funny. Approved. Come drop it off and see how many would put it up.
That's so
and they're
great.
Like, who the fuck? It's an award. All right, we'll put it up. It's kind of like Yelp.
I'm for sure it would work if you're just like, if you're like, look, we're verified on Twitter. Yeah. Like, I think that would work. Yeah, I think
it's not a work thing as much as it's a weird thing. And then it would, of course, equate to free food for us. That is the thing, right? Mm. If you walk in there, it's kind of funny. Proof. What's kind of funny? It's a YouTube channel. You talk to a
normal
person.
Your face is on the wall. You're getting free food.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you 300,000 people. We'd have to do an episode And I think, and this isn't beyond, especially when we get the new studio, if we did the kind of funny San Francisco Food Awards, right? And, but we need to add it, like, it's the 31st annual.
This is such and a just, like, that's for good. You thing. I exactly. really want to
we
do
start
a
it off
for
and, like,
you
we do the whole
screen.
Thing. And, like, then we could do our my favorite segment, of course, where I just call. I call each one of these restaurants as they, and they, oh, and the winner is her, Curry Up Now. And then you just click to me. Beep, bop, beep, bop. Hello, is the manager on duty? I got great news. First off, you're being recorded. You're live. You're being recorded right now. Right. You guys have won.
Best congratulations.
All right, we're going to come by and drop off the award. We'd also like some naan.
Some naan. No, their dynamite wings are so good, man. They've got Trugs some really good dynamite here.
Which
wings.
One was it? What's the place? In the, is that the place in the Mission that we used to
yeah.
go to?
Yeah.
Yeah, the place with the ice machine that Kevin likes.
We don't like them, yeah. though, anymore. They
like. Oh, we
us.
Don't like them because they denied yeah. Kevin. We hate this team. Well, they can't be number one then. So
they broke our heart. Come on. Like, let's be honest. They broke our heart.
They broke heart. Your heart, Kevin, and that made an enemy out of them for life for me. From what I can discern from your Facebook posts. Hmm. Not your Instagram posts.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. You did gotcha. Have to spell that out. Because I was so like.
No, wait. I got it right away. I got okay. it right away.
Kevin got it right away.
Yeah.
Kevin, just unblock him.
I'm not gonna unblock him.
This is a you fun game. Actually, here's what
we'll put a pin in this. Put a
here's
pin
what
in
here's
this.
Why Kevin shouldn't unblock me because
I swear to fucking Christ, you heard me say put a pin in it. You heard me say fucking put a pin in it.
Kevin,
you?
Fucking block Kevin, Greg. Can you please block Greg?
Kevin, don't do that. You block Greg, Nick. All right, think about it. He's already blocked in one place. Why not two? Doesn't matter. Thank you for teaching me how to smoke crack today, Kevin. Anyway,
no problem.
It's a real story from Twitch.tv / kind of funny games.
I'd like to hear
and rounding out the quartet, he's none other than Forbes 30 under 30, aka the second best baby blues in San Francisco, aka the verified one at Tim Gettys.
I told you guys I was going to buy the world's greatest t-shirt, and I did it. Here it is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. That looks fucking awful.
Look at Tobey Maguire.
Oh, God.
Hold on. I need to zoom in.
You're becoming someone you don't want to become, Tim.
He's living his truth in the in
yeah,
the
right final now, form.
Here's right the thing, Tim. You didn't tell me you were getting the world's greatest t-shirt. When was this? Where?
It was Slack. I Slacked somebody. Random.
Or general. I saw it. Yeah.
But it was one of those websites that I'm like, I'm giving them my credit card information.
This is dangerous.
It's dangerous, and I'm never going to receive this shirt. I received it, and I am going to wear the hell out of it for the probably two washes before all their faces are just off. But I love it. It is the most hideous thing in the entire world. For audio listeners, Nick, can you describe the t-shirt?
Stand back up, yeah, let Nick.
So it is what I will say, crudely photoshopped image of all three Spider-Man actors who have played Spider-Man over the years through the movies all together with Tobey Maguire's fist coming out with a little bit of blur on it. I can't tell if that's motion blur or just camera blur from where they took the still from. And it says with a web behind them, Spider-Man.
It's such a singular, weird font choice.
Singular Spider-Man, but it's like the Iron Man font.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's such a weird, like if I saw... That's a shirt that I would see my nephew wearing at some birthday party. And it's some completely unlicensed shirt. That's the type of place you buy a shirt from when you know your credit card is expiring in a couple weeks.
Yeah, like, you don't care if Russia
you know
steals
you should
it.
Be okay.
Yeah.
That shirt looks like it's uncomfortable. Like it's hard.
Yeah.
It's a shirt you'd find at Kmart.
It's a Gildan.
Yeah, it's a Gildan Kmart things. Yeah,
you know what I mean, Andy? Like when you buy a black shirt and it looks like you take it off the hanger and it maintains its form because it's so stiff. That's what that shirt looks like.
Also, if you're down to like you're in Florida walking the boardwalk, you know what I mean? And like one of those t-shirt shopping.
So that's my thing. Sucks the heat in.
The initial thing for me was it looks like when you're at a concert and the people outside in the parking lot that are trying to like sell you t-shirts bootleg, like
it says
that is the vibe.
It's spelled with like no L's. Like,
but if Spider-Man was the band that we're going to go see, and it's just I guess they're doing this. The site has so many of these shirts, and it's upsetting. The level, and like you can get them for like all the Marvel heroes. And I'm like, why would any MC people with like Scarlet Witch? I'm like, are you fucking kidding
yes,
me?
Yes, that's the one. There's that. What was the name of the site again? So everyone can get the virus too?
I don't even know.
There's a newer version, by the way.
Don't try to stop people from getting the shirt. That's the worst. You come in with a fun shirt and then you don't want other people to find it.
He doesn't want people to get the virus.
There's a newer version, by the way, of the Spider-Man at Disneyland that gets launched. There's a newer video of it.
That was fake, right?
Robot?
What?
I saw somewhere that was fake. I saw that somewhere that was fake. That was a CG video.
Oh, wow. CG.
No, but, I mean, there's been several instances of people recording
but
the
that
Spider-Man
badly,
getting launched.
But, like, fails. You're talking about the crash, right?
Yeah. I just figured, I mean, we've seen it before, so I just figured it was real. I didn't.
Not like that. Like that. Like that's traumatizing a child, right?
Which one? I mean, we've seen a lot of awful ones. Like this one is.
I mean, this one doesn't clear it. It doesn't clear it. Like it hits the side of the building. I haven't seen that before. It's really good.
I sent it to assets.
I'll pull it up. I'll pull it up. Give me 1 second. Nick clearly
hasn't seen it. It made me laugh a lot because we've seen other ones where it just flies all fucked up, like in a way that no human is gonna land or no superhero would actually land. It's this one made me laugh so damn hard. Hold it doesn't look like CG though.
Don't watch it yet. Don't watch it yet.
I want to watch it with you guys.
I would be shocked if this is not real.
I've watched it. I've only ever watched it on my phone. You know what I mean?
Andy, can you put it on the poll? Is it real? Just tweet that out, please.
Andy, can you put out the is it real tweet? Please, Andy. Please, Andy, from me.
Here we go.
Okay. All right. Is there no noise?
That's real. That's gotta be real, no?
Who's screaming?
I can't hear the scream. I don't hear.
I mean, that's all added on.
You don't hear the scream?
That's hilarious.
I gotta assume that somebody just added on it. This sound effect looks so good, man. And it's like the sound effect too.
I want that to be real. Can it please be
real? It's real. It's not fake.
It's real.
I mean,
We've seen that before.
I feel like that's too much of a miss. Like that.
Nah.
That is a,
no.
I haven't seen that video before. I've seen them trying to mess around with the animatronic like stunt doubles that they launch into the air before, but I've never seen this one.
I've seen it in real life.
I've never seen it hit the wall. It always makes
a whole
the
bunch
path.
Of things. I don't know, man. There's a lot of videos like this.
I feel like he just made that up, Kevin.
Wait, does it hit a lot of things on purpose, or does it hit a lot of things because it malfunctions all the time?
It's malfunctioning. It's not supposed to do that.
Oh, yeah, wait. God, Kevin, you're right. It isn't real.
There you go.
That's crazy.
Thank you, Andy, thank you very much.
You're unblocked.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome to the Kinda Funny podcast. He is from FanBite. He is the Final Fantasy 14 section head. This is Michael Hyam. Hello, Michael. How are you?
What am I doing here? What's up, y'all?
I need to know, what does Blessing eat at home?
Damn. Okay. Couple things. Yo, you do not even understand how many Domino's pizza boxes we got in this house. All right. Like, I respect it. He could probably hear me right now snitching on him. But, yo, there's like so many Domino's pizza boxes, which I respect because I fuck with Domino's high key. You can do a lot worse, trust me. I don't know if y'all got a Papa John sponsorship, but if you do, y'all drop that shit right now. Okay. Domino's,
take it back. Take it
Domino's,
back.
Domino's, okay.
Yeah.
Pie is he getting? Is he keeping it simple? Is it a pepperoni? Is it a sausage? Or is he doing
I don't go that deep. Like, I don't open his leftover, like his box.
He doesn't share
another man's pie.
He doesn't share with you at all? But he's not like, Mike, no. I'm eating a whole pizza again. You want a slice or some shit?
Comes home, puts the box down, and eats from the box straight savage,
yes,
homie. Like,
I mean, that's how I do it, too. That's how I do
it, too. He also gets wings from Domino's. So here's the thing, though, is that we live real close to a Wingstop. And to me, Wingstop is like top tier chain wings.
Better than Domino's, right?
I'm with
Better
you.
Than Domino's is gonna get.
But like, Domino's is all right. Like, their chicken's pretty okay. But like, sure. Yo, if I'm gonna have wings, though, I'm getting Wingstop. It's like 15, 20 minutes away.
But
so.
Is he okay? So time out then. So is he when he's getting the Domino's wings? Is he getting? He's the ordering pizza. Wings, or he's getting pizza and wings?
Yeah, both.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, so I do this shit too, where it's like, if I like DoorDash food or Uber Eats or whatever. I make sure I get a couple days worth of food to get some out of it. So,
oh sure, yeah.
Are they slimy wings? Do they got a nice like crisp to them, or are they
Domino's?
Super...
No, they're gonna be those spongy, the frozen ones that then got done. So then they're spongy when you get them.
Yeah, and then like the breading kind of soaks the buffalo sauce, so yeah. Then the breading is like breading.
Sponge City.
Yeah, yeah, I feel you on that. Also, I see a lot of I'm like digging through the trash here. I see a lot of McDonald's plastic cups in our recycling,
yeah,
which is
he does that for breakfast now. Yeah.
I go to Pete's, you know, shouts out the Bay Area chain coffee shops. You know, we rep, sure. But I get like mad coffee and drinks and shit from Pete's, but. Blessings go to for some great breakfast beverages is McDonald's apparently. So shouts out to Frappes, McFaps, or whatever.
McFap.
Yeah. So there's that, and
I'm doing what I like to call counter recon. All right. Okay. Where I hit a blessing and I said, what do you put on your pizza the majority of the time? He says pepperoni. I say, okay. Cool, thanks. Then he says, sometimes I'll go chicken, bacon, ranch. And I went, ooh.
Oh, yes. Ooh. He does do that. He also gets man versus fries. Isn't it? Oh, shit. Oh, damn. Take a run up on.
I entered the call because I got a DM from both Greg and Nick at the same time asking me about what I eat, and I did not expect my roommate to be in the call. What the fuck is happening right now?
What do you mean?
We're doing a crossover with Fanbite on the Kind of Funny Podcast right now.
Yeah.
I cut the check to snitch on you and dig through the trash to see what you eat.
I don't eat anything too crazy. Like, would you say I eat anything too crazy?
I mean, the frequency of Domino's is a bit of a concern. Okay, but...
Yes. I eat Domino's maybe once a week. That is true. That is very true.
Damn, this fool's heated. Damn. This fool's heated. I hear it in his voice.
I think, honestly, if I'm not mistaken...
You have to watch the podcast.
To find out. I was going to say, honestly. If I can get you... We got here because we're trying to get Kevin to unblock Nick.
Yeah. but
what does this got to do with that?
The A story
explains
plot.
Nothing.
The B story plot is sheer jealousy, I think, from all of us that you could eat pizza 2 days out of the week.
Whatever you want.
And still, and still look good in a crop top. I think we got here with a crop top. I think that's
it was
what
a crop top.
Oh, we talked about the blessing crop top, and then I talked about how heated I got when I'm telling Bless, I got like, you know, I have my pectoral muscles from doing a lot of push-ups. And then when I eat a lot, I get kind of flabby. But if I do a lot of push-ups, the pectorals pop out again. And Blessing was like, damn, I'm jealous of that. Because when I don't work out, I just go back to being really scrawny and skinny. And I was like, wow, what a curse you're living with, Blessing. What a terrible thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't look great. I don't look great in the crop top is my thing. You know, when I wear the crop, that's why.
What a statement!
When I tried on the crop top without the shirt under it, I did feel a little bit of flabby. And I'm sure if I cut down on maybe like a couple pizzas a month, I could look the way I want to look. Right.
That then led into what does Blessing eat? Because Greg was like, I know what Andy eats. And I was like, well, if I recall, I feel like every once in a while I'll hear Blessing. I think Blessing's very similar to me, where we are very much delivery dependent, where it's you know, I'm going to get pizza this week I'm going to get you know, whatever Popeyes this other day, and we're going to get chicken tenders. Like, I feel like you and I are very similar, just like Snowbike Mike. We are very dependent on the delivery.
I definitely am, and Michael will attest to that too. Like, I'm getting DoorDash all the time. I have cut down on it recently, and I've been trying to do better at grocery shopping, but also that ended up with me hitting up my mom a couple weeks ago and being like, hey, we have a family friend in the area who runs a Nigerian restaurant. Can you just have them send me a bunch of rice and a bunch of chicken, and I'll just live off of that for 2 weeks? That's how that ended up. And like, I've saved a lot of money. Yeah, some meal prep. I've been rocking with that. But what happens is I watch TikTok a lot. And ever since I started watching TikTok more, I'm in cooking TikTok, like firmly into cooking TikToks, where they just show you how to make the foods, and they have like the good ASMR sounds in there too. And I'll see one of those and I'm like, oh man, this TikTok account is all about putting eggs on different foods. I'm going to try this. I'm going to make eggs in a burger or whatever. I'm going to put eggs on a hot dog and see how I like that. I go down that rabbit hole of like cooking strange things for myself from TikTok.
Just to be clear, you go to McDonald's and get the burger. Then
that
was
I've only done that twice.
Right, you only twice.
I've only done that twice.
Have you thought about taking the egg?
McDonald's and made an egg at home and put it on there?
Yeah, it was really good. It was really good.
Egg on a burger is great.
I was going to say, they'll probably put an egg on it for you at McDonald's.
Yeah, you got to bring the egg, though.
They don't have egg McMuffins? They could just
no,
their eggs are trash.
Yeah, that's not good eggs.
I mean, it's not great eggs. It's fine.
Yeah, but like, your burger is not a great burger. Why are you worried so much about the egg?
Calm down.
Because it's about the quality. Like when you make an egg at home and then put it, season it yourself and then put it on the McDouble. Oh, it changes fucking the game.
Yeah. Tim is so annoyed with Kevin. Yo,
this whole thing is just.
It's also Blessing. He's annoyed at Blessing too.
The thing about it is that I'll have that for maybe a couple weeks where it's like, cool, let me start cooking for myself. Let me start figuring out how to make my own food without DoorDashing everything. But then I inevitably come back to DoorDash. Like I'm literally waiting on a DoorDash order right now.
What'd you order?
Damn. Let me look up the name of the spot. I ordered a burger. And I was bragging about this burger the other day. It's Smash Mouth Burgers, which apparently nobody's Smash heard Mouth's of at this good. Company. You've had Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
Smash I was telling burger? Kevin and Andy about it.
Smash Burger.
No, Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth. No, yeah. I haven't.
I've seen Smash Mouth pop up when I've looked for Smash Burger. I'm like, why the fuck do they have a burger joint?
Yeah, it's really good. I had Caliber a couple days ago, or at least a couple days
before.
I don't like
Caliber delivery. It just doesn't hold up.
Well, that's the thing is Snowbike Mike was the one who put me on a Caliber. Well, yeah. And I was like, Caliber.
He ate that and a burrito, and he won't stop talking about when she loved the burritos. So.
It worries me because the Caliber burger wasn't that great, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Smash Mouth is where it's at.
You have to understand, Mike lives in the mountains where all he eats is bear. He doesn't understand what anything else is.
So much bear.
Hello, McDonald's. You're on a podcast. We're recording it. If I brought an egg in, would you cook it and put it on a burger?
I'm sorry?
If I brought an egg to your restaurant, would you cook it and put it on a burger?
No.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to prove Kevin Coelho wrong. If you ever see him come in, tell him he's wrong, okay?
God, thank you.
Can't.
What McDonald's was that? What McDonald's was it? What McDonald's?
It was the Ocean Avenue McDonald's, our old stomping ground.
All right, cool.
Wait, was that the one that was right down the street from the studio?
Yeah. I mean, it was like half a mile away. I wouldn't call that right down the street.
It was a peaceful walk.
Kevin Coelho.
I said that for you, Blessing. I said it for you.
God, if you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny podcast each and every week for sometimes six to five best friends gather on this table. If you like that, you should be part of the show at patreon.com/kindoffunny. Of course, on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can write in to be part of the show. You could be watching live just like Anthony Corbett is, Nick Gaius is, Mike L is, Madeline Stanley is. Of course, if you're watching live, there's nothing to keep us honest about. Just hang out and be a troglodyte. Enjoy yourself in the chat. Of course, if you want to get it later on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you'd get it without any ads. You could get it with the exclusive post show we do. You could write in to be part of it. You could be a Patreon producer just like Delaney Twinning, James Davis, aka at James Davis Makes, Bionicle and Review 2022, Praise Portillo, Greg Miller's Back and Better Than Ever, and Pranksky. Of course, if you know bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. You can get each and every episode of the podcast on youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe. Absolutely, positively free. If you want to go the extra mile, use our Epic creator code on the Epic Game Store. We are Kind of Funny, all one word. Of course, if you're playing Fortnite, you're playing Rocket League, you're playing the other Epic things, you can enter the creator code there on each and every platform and help us out. Speaking of helping us out, Greg White, housekeeping for you. We have two React series going up as Kind of Funny screencasts right now. You got Book of Boba Fett. You got Peacemaker. After every episode, there is a brand new Reacts up that you should go watch, enjoy. Remember, they're going up on the Kind of Funny screencast podcast feed. And of course, youtube.com/kindoffunny if watching us make these things is more your speed. Also, if you can help us out, we need it. RT Podcast is doing a podcast survey about the Kind of Funny podcasts. If you go to the link, kindoffunny.com/podcast survey, it's going to say Kind of Funny Podcast, but it means all the Kind of Funny Podcasts. Go there, answer a few questions, tell them why you like us, and it would be helpful for us and them. Speaking of being helpful for us and them, and maybe helpful for Blessing, let me tell you about our sponsor. It is HelloFresh, but Tim will tell you about that later. Michael Hyam, thank you for coming through and telling us and snitching on Bless.
Oh, man, I love snitching. You know the vibes.
Of course. Where can people keep up with you?
Find me and all of my bullshit at Michael P. Hyam on Twitter, and hit video game website fanbuy.com. If you haven't played Final Fantasy 14, keep your eyes peeled on January 25th when the game goes back on sale. And you can give your hard-earned money to Naoki Yoshida and keep fanbuy.com so you can use all our content. Give me those page views, baby.
Hell yeah.
Yes, go there. Click on all of Michael's articles. Don't click on any of Imran's. Thank you, Michael.
Peace.
Nick, Final Fantasy 14. Mm-hmm. is doing so well that they had to take it off so you can't buy it because too many people are in the servers.
That's insane.
Fucking insane. Crazy.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Now, awesome. That we're back to this, I'd like to bring up this video that Andy sent us.
Real quick, I just want to say I am utterly shocked that this is fake. I can't believe it. Maybe I can't believe that someone would do that.
This is how it just makes the animatronic Spider-Man failing at Disneyland. Let's get into it.
Because we've seen other really fucked up versions of it. We've seen it fall in really bad ways before.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen it fall. I've seen it like fly stupidly, like in a way that like if it was a person flying, they're gonna land bad. But I feel like once it goes, it clears the hole.
I almost feel like this deep faking of it is faking me out.
It could be. Honestly,
like, I feel like I'm getting gaslit right now.
I couldn't find the original video on this guy's page, which made me think either the original video got taken down and we're just seeing a bunch of reposts. Sure. But like this is really well done, you know?
It's one of those where I don't mean to tread well-worn territory because I'm sure everybody knows the story as well as I do. But it reminds me a lot like of that episode of Lois and Clark. If you remember it before, well, I guess never. Nobody knew Clark was Superman, right? In the general public, there was an episode where these like shitty tabloid journalists caught Lois and Superman kissing, mm-hmm. and they took the photo or whatever, right? But then, they got her dead to rights here, cheating on her husband with Superman, right? And then what happened, of course, is that they fucked up their camera, and so then they had to go to like at the time some CG fake guy in Metropolis and have him recreate the photo and fake it. And then, but it was based on a real event they had seen, right? But then they faked the photo. But then they published the photo. But then they got called out for being a fake photo. And it was very much. It's something that should have been discussed in my journalism classes. Because what do you do in that situation where you know what you saw is true, but you don't have that proof anymore? It's fucked up when you think about it.
You don't Photoshop it. I'll just stop. Like, I didn't go to Mizzou. I went to a UC, but I'm pretty sure you don't Photoshop it and print it.
Greg, can we talk about the thing that you sent me?
Chain of evidence, Greg. Mizzou thing?
No, we can't yet.
Cool.
When we can, I'll let you know. I emailed them and I was like, when can I talk about this? And I haven't gotten a response about it, but when we can, we will. Don't you worry about that.
Cool. Don't you worry. It's a cool thing, everyone. It's going to come.
Do we speculate wildly?
Sure.
Go crazy.
Mizzou is doing its own brand of Greg Miller cutoff
deodorant.
No, but this is another good story. I'm glad you brought up. They actually did some Mizzou sneakers. And again, has the pandemic been rough on everybody? Of course. You know what I mean? Like we said, we can't go to the office. You know, you can't go eat in your favorite restaurants. Hundreds of thousands of people are dead. Another really big bullet point for me is the fact that these shoes got canceled because there was the whole supply chain and everything else. Like, I was going to get some cool new Mizzou sneaks. Now I don't get them.
Heartbreaking.
Sucks. Mm.
Heartbreaking. But you can go to embercases.com and get a sweet fucking Spider-Man shirt.
Oh, you found the site. Good job. Yeah, good job. Yeah. Proud of you.
I sent it to Assets, Kev.
Yeah, I was bringing it up while we were doing stuff because they have some sweet fucking sweaters. Sweet. Look at this shit. Like, what a cool little subtle, you know what I mean?
That's actually pretty cool. Actually pretty cool.
And also just this one, hard to go wrong with the basic. We're the Avengers, man.
You know, we come in here, we've had a lot of fun. We've had a lot of hijinks in our 30 minutes together, as you expect us to on any kind of funny podcast, tell your friends. But where we started is where I want to get back to, all right? Kevin still has Nick blocked on Instagram.
And I will follow.
And I thought we were going to have a very heartfelt, charming episode. Because earlier today, Nick told me that over the weekend, Kevin and him went to IKEA and spent like a day at IKEA. And I was looking forward to hearing this whole... I want to hear the whole story, but I thought it was going to end happily. It ended horribly.
Oh, it ended super happy.
No. I mean, yeah. It didn't end happy. Well, I mean, Nick and I had a fun time.
Let me put it this way. Had a great time. I asked Kevin, how'd it go? He go, oh, I didn't get any meatballs. So it didn't end great.
It was bad. It was a utter calamity.
That's why Andy's laughing.
Not because... It wasn't because of me and Kevin. It was nothing that Kevin and I did, and we got along swimmingly. We actually had a pretty great time hanging out together for what we thought was going to be 2 hours.
No, it was much longer than that.
It ended up being a lot more, as
like
you would expect.
7 hours.
I think, Kevin, the thing that our foolhardiness, the one mistake we made, was assuming that we could get out of IKEA in under 2 hours. That was impossible. That was a fool.
We came in with a game plan, though. Like, we're like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go talk to this person. We literally had schematics. Yes. And we went and we did it. And then everything just kind of fell apart when he was like, I'll go get the flashlights. I will go get the flashlights, he said.
So So to dial it back, me and Kevin, we had a delivery at the new studio that we went there. He helped me out. We were just hanging out, made sure that was good, made sure it was all packed up so it wasn't in our contractor's way. And then we had volunteered to go and get some of the cabinetry for the kitchen for the studio, take that off the contractor's plate so we can help speed things along a little bit as much as possible. He gave us a schematic and we were like, okay, the IKEA in Emeryville should have all this stuff, right? We go there with the schematic. We walk in, we see the cabinets we want. I text it. I did my usual, Kevin likes one, I like the other. We both like them, but he likes one more than me. So Tim is the deciding factor. Tim, of course, completely useless. He was like, I like them both. No, I'm kidding. Tim was like, get this one with the one. And we figured it out. That was fun. That was a good little spirited debate back and forth. We sit down with IKEA's kitchen designer. And this guy's name is Dwayne. And he's a very, very nice guy. And he's very, very helpful.
You know, it's more like Dwayne.
But I called him Dwayne because it was the way it's spelled. It was just D-W-A. It was great.
There was no why.
It was
a fun little inside joke. There was no why.
The idea was that we were going to order this. And then as it was either being prepared for us to pick up or they were finishing the shipping, Kevin and I were then going to go over and enjoy a bowl of Swedish meatballs.
Of course you were.
Of course, the IKEA closes at like 8 o'clock, Kevin?
8, maybe 9 o'clock. I think it might have been 9 o'clock. Yeah.
Tim, what time would you expect if the IKEA closes at 9 o'clock for the Swedish meatballs, the cafeteria to be closed in the IKEA?
9 o'clock. Maybe, yeah, like an 8:45, but like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I mean, because first off, for some reason, if you've never been to an IKEA, the Swedish meatballs, hand in hand, iconic. This is what you're going to do if you're going to IKEA. You're getting it no matter what. Andy Cortez?
Okay. Wow, here we go. Here
I'm
we go.
Really I've confused never had about a Swedish meatballs. I'm really confused about the preparation of these.
Okay, meatballs. They had some horse in them. Okay, that's not a big deal. We fine, all got over it.
Make sure that was not what I was gonna ask.
Never mind then.
I had no idea
then.
That's where no. You were taking that.
I didn't know that's. Never mind.
Okay, so you're offering up extra things that I wasn't aware of. Okay, so they had horse in them, but. These meatballs, are they saucy? Like, I don't understand what a Swedish meatball is.
Kevin, bring up a picture of an IKEA meatball for me, please. Enhance.
I'm looking for it.
When I think of meatball, I can't think of any other meatball that isn't surrounded by marinara sauce.
Oh, no. This is different. It's not marinara sauce.
Tomato spaghetti sauce.
Yeah. It's not. No. It's more of a white creamy side.
Yeah.
It's very good. Oh. It's a great. No. It's a gravy.
Good, Andy,
it's a gravy.
It's good, Andy. Come on, really Andy.
Hold on. I'm finding a picture and
as
I'm going to bring
it up.
As a
person who grew up eating predominantly
right there.
Meatballs.
No, Andy.
No, Andy.
Andy.
That looks so gross.
It's not. It's not. It looks like vomit, but it's not. Okay. Let's start there.
And you're always telling me about chili, so don't act like you don't want to eat vomit.
Okay, and let's be clear. Did it maybe have some horse in it at one point? Yes. It doesn't. It doesn't anymore.
I went to Japan with an IGN editor who no longer works there and will remain nameless, and he ate raw horse at a sushi bar, all right? So, Andy, don't tell me you're better than going and eating an IKEA meatball that has a little bit of horse in it, all right?
It's not
and
also, the horse.
Also, don't fucking lie to yourself, Andy, and act like you've never had horse and you didn't know it. We've all eaten horse. We've all eaten rat.
The horse issue is just really really dominated the conversation.
It was a big topic for several months.
It's
Nick,
one
you
of those things,
when they were
Andy.
Like, oh, okay, might have horse in it.
Horse meat scam things. Leads to 66 arrests.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
There were several punished for it.
It's one of those things, Andy. If we don't address it at the top of the inning here, it's going to come back to haunt us. Where you're going to be like, oh, maybe I will. Whoa, there was horse in it. Yes, we're saying it from the jump. There was some fucking horse in these delicious meatballs. Guess
from
what?
Sweden.
90,
it's different.
90 to 92% of the people listening to this have never been on a horse, let alone giving a shit about a horse. If you were driving on the street and there's a fucking Benjamin, my baby, is in one lane and a horse is in the other, you bet your ass just swerving at the horse. All right?
I would hope so, Greg.
Jesus Christ. Did we start? I've already, and don't get me started again about these dumb as shit animals. They have the intelligence of a 12-year-old, but we never try to teach him anything. I'm not doing this rant again, all right?
That was never your rant.
Not again.
That wasn't your rant. Your rant was like, what if they actually are smart?
I put that Swedish meatball out there across the plate. Nobody swung. Where were you on that one, Joe Biden? What do you think about that? Solve the crisis. Teach the horse.
Okay. So, we bring in our schematic. And this guy's very helpful. I don't want to disparage this guy at all. He was very, very helpful. Yeah,
he's
very,
really
very
slow,
kind to us.
Though. It's one of those things really slow.
He was fine. He was fine. He was a really nice guy. So they get fine. Everything together. And we're ready to check out. And I'm thinking, with the exception of a couple, there was like one set of drawers that he was like, this is going to take 3 weeks to get to you. And we're like, okay, not a problem.
Yeah, let's
everything
swap
else seemed to either be there or it was going to be ready in about a week. And so I'm thinking, okay, cool. We'll just order it all now and it'll get shipped to us when it's ready. And then he goes over and he prints out three different invoices and he puts them in front of us. And that's when I realized we weren't getting out of that IKEA anytime soon.
No intention.
Because the first invoice was the stuff that was being shipped to Kevin on Monday. The second invoice was the stuff that was in the store that day that we had to buy. And the third invoice was just shit that we may or may not ever be able to get that Kevin now has to check every hour on the hour at IKEA for online.
I'm looking at it constantly. I'm looking at my...
Because IKEA apparently will not hold your money, which I think is probably a good business practice.
No,
but they won't do what normal places do, which is they take your money and go, I'll ship you everything when it's ready. It could be a month. It could be 2 months, whatever. He was just like, unfortunately, IKEA will not ship all the stuff all at once. And then we were trying to go back and forth to him as to why we had to pick the stuff in the store. But we got it down to the point where like some of it was here and the rest of the stuff was in another warehouse. And they just like getting it on the same truck was going to be a hassle for us.
It seemed like it was impossible.
Yeah, it just seemed like it wasn't like they weren't in the right.
Can you just hold these things and get them? And he was like, no.
You have to go pee. He's like, you basically have to pick these four items up downstairs. And that was when Kevin was like started Googling McDonald's in the area. That was before this. So before that happened, Kevin goes, no problem. We'll just buy the, he's like, Nick, don't worry. We'll just buy the stuff. We'll go downstairs. And before we go downstairs though, why don't we hit up the Swedish meatballs? And I was like, Kevin, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
So check out with this guy, pay for the stuff. All the stuff gets ordered. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think all the stuff that we ordered got delivered the next day. We go downstairs to check our order number. Before we go downstairs, on the way down is the cafeteria. And I'm thinking, boy, I already walked by this cafeteria once 30 minutes earlier when I had to pee because we were sitting there for a while. Everyone was just looking like they were having such a great time, Craig. There was kids.
All their meatballs.
Everyone was like people. Kids were flying
cheeks
kites. It was amazing.
Full of meatballs
cheeks,
and lindenberry sauce.
Everyone was so fucking happy that they got their IKEA. And me and Kevin walk over and Kevin's face drops because they're doing the thing where they're cleaning out the pans and you see the steam coming up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm like, Kevin. And he goes, they just fucking closed. And I'm like, it's not a problem. We only ordered a few things. Let's just go downstairs.
Hold on. What time was this?
5 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
on
early.
The dot, 5 o'clock, they close. Now, there's another cafe downstairs that I think is supposed to stay open longer, and you can buy snacks there, but the Swedish meatballs were gone from there as well. So I'm like, we'll just go over and we'll wait for our thing. How long could it possibly take? Go downstairs. This is where the nightmare starts to begin. Because this is...
It transformed.
Yes.
IKEA turns from this great open space to like a long
bottleneck.
Corridor. Yeah,
that ends in nothing.
Yeah, it's just a cul-de-sac, basically.
A cul-de-sac. And not only that, but Kevin kept trying to ask people questions, and they looked at him, and they pointed at their ear, and they just went, and they walked away from him.
Yeah, they kept giving me the no. They no. would with their hand they'd give the no sign, you know, the little like the wag of the finger, and then point in a different direction, but never led to anyone else.
Just
they
the
would
broad
just
space
be like
of IKEA.
No,
yeah, they would
and
go,
then point,
and then they'd point over there, and you'd look, and there would be no one
there's
over
there. No one
and
there.
You
but
look
by the time you're back, they're gone.
The hallway away from
fucking gone.
This so sounds like a horror movie.
It felt like it.
So,
it really did.
It gets worse. So we're sitting there, and it's us and like two other people. And we look up, and our order number is next. Greg from Kind of Funny.
Just for a little bit more context and maybe pressure, how hungry are you guys? Was this
I hadn't eaten anything.
Eaten all day.
All day.
Oof, yeah, that's not good.
I had a little bit of breakfast. I woke up a bit late, had a little bit of breakfast that Dee prepared for me. I ate it on the
We're
going to
eat at IKEA.
That was it.
I was planning for this,
Of course. So it's us and two other
guys, we're not just going to fucking go on and not mention this fucking fish. Like, I know it's been here for like 40 fucking minutes.
What?
I hate it. I don't like it.
Kevin's a VTuber.
I don't
like
this is what
the
fish,
this is what we do now. What do you mean?
I just wish you were anything but a fucking fish. Like,
I mean,
this is just not
okay,
mine.
Just, I want you to know how easy that would be, Tim. All right, give me a second. Hold on. There you go. What do you think?
Nice shark.
You like
it? Take it back. Take it back.
Is that better? Do we like the shark?
I mean, at least this one like seems like it's matching your emotions a bit. Also, it doesn't help that there's a delay in Discord how we're watching it. So this, I just hear Kevin talking. This fucking little fish is just moving around. Oh my god, you guys are monsters.
Am Do you
I
like this better?
Who's Nick, a monster? Pet it. I don't Sam, know.
Here's pet what I'll it, point Nick. Out to you. All right, VTubers are the voice of the generation beneath us. Right, the yes. young kids love VTubers. Right, so okay. you can sit here and be in your ivory tower, riding your horse that you won't eat, acting like you're better than it. All right, what I tell you to do is go to TikTok.com/@kindoffunnygames. Right, before we ever did any of this VTuber shit, look at this 13.19,000 people watching this video. Uh-oh. After the first time Kevin became a VTuber, nearly 400,000 views on this video. All right, so you can wow. shove it up your ass. We're VTubers. Yeah. Kevin's a voice of a generation speaking to people, and I appreciate it, Kevin. I thank you for what you're doing. Oh, I thank God. You, Nick. I thank you too for doing it. Look at you. You're very, you're
very
right
welcome,
now.
Greg. You're very welcome, Greg. Now, again, I had a problem with my VTuber where my cat just will not move its head. So I'm going to stare at you guys like there's a gun slightly off camera and just be talking to you the entire time. I don't know why the cat won't move its head. I've tried to calibrate it twice. So this is where we're at.
Just to give you all an example of where I'm at, I heard this whole IKEA story once already, mm-hmm. but Nick was telling it as the cat. And I'm listening to Nick telling me a story, and I'm listening in a very natural way. I'm hearing it. I'm, you know, receiving data. But off on the right, I have the stream playing late, and all I see is this cat.
Yeah.
In a way that it is addressing the nation that there's just been a terrorist attack. And it, yes. it just looks... It just looks like a very serious cat being like, and today there were four gentlemen who, like, it just
the
looks
the president
so...
is missing.
Here's my thing. My problem with it is I just want it to match better.
It never will.
It not doing it is what's throwing me off. But I will say, when Andy was just talking and Nick wasn't saying shit right there, and he just goes, yeah. And then the cat perfectly just said, yeah.
Yeah.
You're turning me around on this, boys. This is pretty great. Why is the bow so big?
Yeah, it can be as big as I want it to be.
Yeah, he chose to make it that big. Just
so I can show you right now. I'll show you right now. Hold on. Let me check the version.
I was wondering why Nick froze.
Oh, no.
Or I can make a little tiny one.
I was wondering why Nick froze when I asked him to pet the little lion cub in the bottom left.
I was confused about that, too. And I got no pets, so... It's kind of a lose-lose situation there.
Mm-hmm. I'll pet you right now. If I can move my head.
Jesus.
We never heard the end of the IKEA story.
So Kevin and I get to what we'll affectionately refer to as the bottleneck. And then our number is next. And so I'm thinking to Kevin. Kevin will just stay. I'll grab us a couple bottles of water. You just hang out here. If you can ask anyone. If you could ask anyone questions, that would be great. And so Kevin's like, cool. I'll come back with a bottle of water. We're still up next. But now there's like five or six couples in front of us or behind us. And now there's a bunch of numbers on the board. I'm like, Kevin, I think this is going to take a long time. And Kevin's like, I'm already on it. Googling McDonald's. There's a McDonald's literally right across the street from me.
I mean, I knew where it was. Cool. I was just double checking, you know.
Yeah, making sure. Now, on the way over, I spot a Starbucks, and I'm like, boom, we're golden. Now we can be here all day. We got a McDonald's and a Starbucks that's open. No problem. I go in there, into the McDonald's. Kevin orders some food, and I'm like, I'm just going to get a coffee because I just want coffee right now. And then I go, Kev, should I wait for Starbucks? And he goes, that's a stupid fucking question. Of course you should wait for Starbucks, Nick. Why wouldn't you wait for Starbucks? And I'm like, well, I'm worried the Starbucks is closed. And so we Google it, and it says Starbucks closes at 7. It's 5 o'clock. Yeah. I'm like, no problem.
It's all happening.
As we're walking over to the Starbucks, I'm like, those lights aren't on. And Kevin goes, starts laughing. And I'm like, what? He goes, dude, there's a fucking note on the window. There's totally a note on the window.
Oh,
something happened, and sure shit
went like to get meatballs.
Yeah.
Closed to further notice.
Because of the pandemics, they didn't have enough people staffing the store.
Yeah, so they closed the store.
Yeah, they closed
the store. So I'm like,
down.
Fuck. So I go back like a grandpa, and I go back into the McDonald's, and I order a coffee and some half and half. No, Kevin's like, I was like, Kevin, do you want anything else? And he's like, no, I'm good. And then as I'm walking, he goes, yo, give me a McChicken.
Yeah.
So
one
I
last
got a
McChicken,
large cup of coffee and a McChicken. And we walked back to IKEA, and sure as shit, our stuff was ready finally.
That's so sad. Yeah. It's such a sad state of affairs.
Yeah. It took a while. It took a while. But, and we're still waiting.
We were waiting for like 45 minutes or something. And then on top of that,
no chairs, by the way. No place to actually sit. We had to sit.
Oh, yeah. We were just on the floor. Yeah.
Next to the bathrooms, like in between the two bathroom doors. So every 5 seconds, I was getting just a waffle of bathroom. coming out my face.
What's the flavor profile of the Swedish meatball? Because when I think of marinara, savory. I think of a zest. When I think of
it's savory. It's a gravy. Okay.
Think of a meatball with turkey gravy on it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's kind of what we're dealing with. Maybe a little sweet meatball, but not. It's not like a sweet thing.
You gotta fix your neck thing, man.
Like, I tried to calibrate it 5 times. Hold on, let me try.
You look insane. Hold
on, it looks like
Now I'm Nick. You see that? Now I'm Nick.
Really looks like what's funny about it is it's just like we just did a stream where Kevin was doing this too, and I think it was Blessing was just complimenting how great the technology was over and over and over again. And even here is that Kevin is a little cat cub. It looks great too, and like the movement and but Blessing was like, "Oh, it's so easy and it's so cool." And then here's Nick, who's
No, he's not. That's a built-in animation.
Okay. Yeah, that's a built-in animation.
Andy, I'm sorry, my ear hit just for a second. Let me scratch it.
Okay, yeah, scratch it.
Greg, what animal do you want to be? I feel left out now. It's come full circle.
I'd want to be a turtle. I'd want to be a turtle. You got a turtle in there?
No, then I got turtles.
No turtles?
Not one.
What if we start our own then turtle tube? You know what I mean? T-tube.
Nah, I feel like there's a reason why they don't have turtles. The metrics aren't there.
Nobody likes the Ninja Turtles, you're talking
about? God, Andy's coming
here comes
back.
Andy. What's up?
Well,
he downloaded the thing here. He's got his
own. I have to restart this.
All right, well, now I'm a dinosaur. So that's like a turtle in a lot of ways.
It is a lot like a dinosaur turtle, yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
Mouth's going a little wild on him.
Ladies and gentlemen, while everybody over here figures out this visual gag that I'm sure is going over real well in your car, I don't even know if he explained it.
I don't understand why Andy hates the audio listeners so much.
I mean, it is Andy who hates
the audio listeners. What? What do you mean?
You've turned off your camera.
This is kind of your idea.
Yeah.
It's not working, y'all. Wait, hold on. Oh, there you go. Hey. See, this is how it's supposed to. No, wait, mine's broken too.
Your screen's not coming on.
I'm back, baby. I'm back.
Oh, dude, mine's broken too.
You guys are breaking everything.
Hold on.
My face rig is broken. Yeah. This is bad.
Yeah. This is
bad. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's all broken. Let me just turn it all off. Sorry, everybody.
I feel like it's part of the bit. I think it's still part of the bit. Yeah, oh no!
I'm switching back.
Ladies and gentlemen, while everybody fixes their setups and does whatever the fuck they're gonna do, all right, I'll tell you right now about Patreon.com/kindoffunny. Over on Patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can write in to be part of the show, just like Manuel Sanchez did, whose letter we'll read right after this. You could be a Patreon producer, like the names I read before, and of course, you could get the show ad free. You could get it with the exclusive post show. You could be with the other trogs watching right now.
The left corner.
Lexi G, Cody Hackler, Melissa Hackler.
And Nick, can you bring your camera back just normal, please? Can you both come back to
your mom listening on Patreon or watching on Patreon? So let Tim tell you about the sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Sticking to your New Year's resolutions can be hard, but if you're focusing on saving money by ordering less takeout, learning to cook, or prioritizing your wellness, smashing your goals is a piece of cake with HelloFresh. HelloFresh has endless options to make cooking at home simple and enjoyable by delivering pre-portioned ingredients to your door, including farm-fresh produce that arrives within a week. HelloFresh has 50 menu and market items to choose from every single week, including some more family-friendly or gourmet choices. Kevin Coelho, Paula Coelho, they've been loving HelloFresh. They, of course, Paula, being a vegetarian, like the options of having the vegetarian stuff, and they've been having some fantastic meals over there in their Coelho household. Go to HelloFresh.com/kindoffunny16 and use code KINDOFFUNNY16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/kindoffunny16 and use code KINDOFFUNNY16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts.
So broken. I guess I'll turn this off. Maybe
Sponsored time. I know you're going to read a question, Greg, but I have a question for you all first.
Sure.
This question was posted to me last night during my Twitch stream from Kilbasa21.
Kilbasa.
And I thought it was a question that I was like, wow, you know what? I like that. I'm going to bring that up and use that question as content. So thank you, Kilbasa21 on Twitch, who said, you get one canned food for the rest of your life.
Ugh.
What is it going to be?
Beefaroni.
Can you make up a new canned food?
No.
Can you make canned pizza?
Question. Go ahead, Greg. I'm eating this every day, or this is the only food out of a can I can eat ever?
No, this is like, this is the, you are stuck on an island, like what I brought up the last time with like your go-to snack. It's
no matter what I pick, it's going to be enough to sustain me and not like...
Yeah, let's say it's a never-ending can, Greg. It's just a bottomless can from Applebee's, you know?
All right, cool. Then I'm going to go with pineapple.
Ew, like, gross.
When I was at IGN, I would buy cans of pineapple and have them stacked on my desk, and that would be my lunch when I was super poor. I'd pop the top, sit there, and eat pineapple out of the can.
Jesus Christ, how much will they pay you guys?
Nothing, man. I tell you what, I had a friend I haven't talked to since I left Columbia hit me up, and we were talking, and he's like, by the way, do you still have this thing I gave you? He gave me this amazing Superman clock radio that used to be in his comic book shop. And I was like, no, I was so broke, I had to sell everything I owned. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. So pineapple, that's
really? No, like, lunch type of thing? No.
Like, what? Like SpaghettiOs? Like, as a kid, I like SpaghettiOs, but I don't want to eat SpaghettiOs now.
See, here's my thing. I don't fuck with SpaghettiOs. I had a bad experience because back in the early 90s, there was a Beetleborg giveaway where... Sure. Turned in a certain amount of the SpaghettiOs like wraps, you would get like exclusive shit. So I had to do that. So I had to eat Beatles. All of them. And I had way too many SpaghettiOs, like to the point that now I can't eat it. Like the smell, the taste, like it just makes.
Did you get the toy?
Having said that, of course I got the fucking toy. But having said that, Chef Boyardee beefaroni all day, love that shit. Haven't had enough.
Beefaroni is tasty. I used to eat that cold.
I feel like I eat it anyway.
Is there a reason why your camera isn't back on?
It's on. You just got to refresh sometimes.
Yeah, Kevin. Andy and Nick are back.
Whoa. Okay, well, sorry. I didn't...
Whoa. That's what happened the other day during the stream when you were like, Andy and Mike, turn your cameras on. We're like, it's on.
They recently updated it, and I bet you that's one of the changes.
Just a weird little thing. I think it's a bug, actually. Tim, I fuck with that heavy because, like, the more I think about it, I was a pretty big canned food kid growing up.
Really?
The more I like look back at my past and I realize that Chef Boyardee ravioli, beef ravioli, pretty common thing in the Cortez household, for me at least. I would do bowls of, it was Campbell's chicken soup, then it turned into, or chicken noodle soup, then changed to Progresso chicken noodle soup with little saltine crackers, put some crackers in there, and you know, what you would do, Tim, you take like the saltine cracker and then you get the spoon and you go and you break it in half.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was the best.
Bro move.
But I would say my go-to would probably be Dinty Moore's beef stew.
Ooh, see? Yeah. See, you're right. That's a good-ass call. I just feel like that's too much to ask for. But no, it's whatever we want. So
because maybe I'm tired of the beef and I just go all veggie and I'm just going with, you know, potato and carrot. And then one day I'm just tired of the veggies and I'll go all beef. And I feel like I can mix it up and it's a nice little – it's just also delicious. I think beef stew is pretty delicious. Nick, what's your choice?
I'm trying to remember the brand, but one of my favorite
Hormel kind of like, chili.
I was gonna say Stag, but it might be Denison's.
Yeah, or Hormel. Stag chili. All right.
So I used to love like late at night if we were a little bit inebriated and I was like, I'm gonna try to be somewhat healthy, but not really. I would go get a can of chili from the liquor store around the corner from my old place.
So gross.
I would just open it up. It's one of the ones that have like the cat food.
Yeah,
you know, tops. So you don't even have to worry about fucking cutting your hand.
He did it cold, wouldn't you?
Oh, and I would just, guys. Yeah, I would just eat it cold.
What? Oh no!
I'm a disgusting. I'm not even gonna try the fence.
You're not even throwing any shredded cheese on there.
No, because I was just like, I just want to eat this whole can of chili, kind of cold and drunk, and watch Netflix or whatever.
Nick, because I'm not that much. I'm as disgusting as you are, but not by that, like not that much, right? Like, really? Greg kind of made this sort of wincing face when Nick mentioned the chili, and it kind of broke my heart because
I don't like chili. This is why I don't have a great answer for the canned thing. All the canned stuff is like, hey, here's a solid mixed with a liquid. I'm like, oh, fucking gross.
Because I often eat chili, like to this day, canned Hormel chili with beans, and I put that shit in the microwave, I get it real hot. I put a lot of red pepper flakes in there, and I eat it with tortilla chips and like either Tostitos or another type of salted tortilla chip. And it is,
it's good.
It is a delight.
That's
Greg.
Delicious, right there.
It is so fucking good. Don't make that face with your stupid pineapple.
Pineapple's
good. You're gonna get out there, and you're gonna have a protein deficiency week 3 of that island.
You're all going to die. You can't you can't live off canned food alone.
Chili can sustain me. That's a
100% live off of chili.
You're going to have molten ass for the rest of your life, too. Over there. Just chili.
Your body acclimates.
It's coming in looking the same as it's going out. Just
you take it easy. You take a fistful of sand. You stuff it up there.
And here's the thing. Yeah, exactly, Nick. And also, you're on an island with a lot of deadly animals. You're farting like crazy.
You're just... Get away from
your defense mechanism.
Get away from me, cougar.
Yeah.
I smell like a dirty Hormel chili.
Who's dying first? Greg is.
For sure, Greg. He's
pineapple. I'm gonna
go sweet ass. With pineapple.
His fucking sweet ass taste.
I should make some chili.
You should have make some chili, Kevin.
I love chili.
Manuel Sanchez writes into patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like you can, and says, hey, Kind of Funny crew. This is my first time writing in to suggest a topic for the Kind of Funny podcast. I've been a fan for the past 2 years since I came across a YouTube video one day, and ever since then, I've watched just about every podcast and stream while I run my bagel store.
Hell yeah.
I fucking love that, and I want a photo. Manuel, please send us a photo of the bagel store. And yeah, tell us where it is. We want
to come where is it? Because if we're ever in that area, we're coming to your bagel store.
Yeah, hold on. I like it when
you sell... If you sell chocolate chip bagels, that will make Mike very happy. I just want you to know that. I want you to know
chocolate chip bagels.
Here's a
challenge.
I don't know about that.
Here's a challenge that I pose to everybody, because I love Manuel's story. And what I pose to everybody watching or listening to this, can you tweet at us, all of us, the first time you heard and got into Kind of Funny? Because it still boggles my mind that people are becoming newer fans in the last year. Yeah. Like, I don't, it's such a weird concept to me.
Super cool. According to YouTube, we're going backward. So it's cool that we're getting new people in.
Well, we're just getting the dead weight out. You know what I mean?
Here's my thing about the chocolate chip bagel. I feel like that's a dessert bagel. I feel like that should be in a different category.
No, look at that. You can put eggs
like
on it.
Like, you get a blueberry spread on a bagel. I'm like, you're getting into a tea coffee thing.
$80 for this bagel.
That's a beautiful bagel right
That's
there.
A big fucking bagel, though.
Oh, my God. Why is it
I just can't imagine chocolate chips with the bagel.
It's this. It's like, right,
that
it's
seems
right here.
Like a conflict of interest. Tim.
Yeah, totally.
You put cream cheese in. It's still good. It's still a party.
I will say, we used to go to a place called Lock, Stock, and Bagel.
That's a great name.
That sounds
great
awesome.
Name? It was fucking Andy. It was so good. We used to go like when I was, I think I could have swore we used to go before like soccer games or after soccer games. It was like my treat. My parents were like, good job. You ran around once this week. We're going to feed you fucking bagels. But we used to get the dozen bagels from there occasionally. And every once in a while, because I always liked the cheese bagels, the ones that just were like the most unhealthy thing, you know, with the melted cheese on top, like baked in, and then you turn it over and you get like some cream cheese with some lox. But every once in a while, my mom would get the cinnamon bagels. You guys ever had these? Yeah. And you put just a normal cream cheese on top of it, and it's just the best thing ever. That sweet and savory. Maybe I'm coming around on these chocolate chips.
The cinnamon ones, like that makes a little bit more sense to me, like, because it is sweet. That is, it sounds weird, but it's like at least those flavors kind of go together. I just can't fathom the chocolate chip. I'm not against it. I'm very interested in trying this. I just don't know where I'd be able to get one. Like, that doesn't sound like a Noah's thing.
I think Noah's actually does have those.
Shit.
We could try. Remember that 2 week stint, Tim, where you and I went out to lunch a bunch and we just went to Noah's Bagel?
Yeah.
And we just ate. And Greg, would you believe that Noah's Bagel doesn't have a lot of bagels left around lunchtime?
Well, that was my thing, is I was going to try to find, I have Manuel Sanchez. I have his stuff pulled up on Patreon, finding out where he lives. And now I'm trying to find bagel shops around where he lives.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'll call the bagel shops and we'll find them. But the problem is, of course, very late. It's very late for a bagel.
Not many bagel shops might be open still.
Andy, at 4:23 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah.
Andy, I was going to ask, you mentioned Lock, Stock, and Bagels. Is Steven Bagel a real thing?
No, that's something that my dumb brain made up.
Oh, okay.
I think it's hilarious. When I used to say that when I was hungover.
Yeah,
D would go, hey, you want to grab some breakfast? And she's like, I know you were drinking last night. Are you going to want? And I would always finish the sentence off with a Steven Bagel.
That's good. That's
and
good.
She would every single time just stare blankly at me. Like, it's not a funny joke. It's not even a joke per se. It makes no sense. And then I would just giggle over in the corner and then she would give me a bagel. And it was great. She's a great wife.
I'd like to imagine that D has like... I don't know. I'm trying to envision where you write tick marks like when you're in jail, right? And you do like the but maybe one where you're crossing them off, and she had like a 100. And anytime Nick annoys her, she goes and she crosses one out. Wow. And once it gets to the end, she's like, that's it. Like, Andy, it's over. It's
over. I'm going to tell you right now that end, if that's the case, she would have been gone a long time ago.
We're about four away. About
7 years ago, she would have been like, this is, well, we're gone. We're
done. Yeah. That was 473 Stephen Bagals ago.
Yeah. Back with some Jean-Claude cream cheese.
To the bagel man, Manuel, all right? Me and my wife found out in December that we are pregnant, and we're wondering if you had any suggestions as how to announce the news to our parents. Her parents are in Mexico, and my parents are here with us in New York. We plan on breaking the news on February 16th, a.k.a. my birthday, a.k.a. the Nitro Rifle's birthday. Thanks for all you do, and keep up the great work. You guys always help me get through the day and really make me feel like I'm part of the crew. Manuel Sanchez, who runs Bagel Store. A bagel store. But he capitalized the B and the S in bagel store, which makes me think maybe that's it. But he says my bagel store.
I zoned out. Are they going to be with the parents?
It does not say.
Ah, okay.
I don't think so. The fact that they said Mexico, New York, I think is implying.
Okay. Because I would love if they had a big cake and somehow while you're cutting the cake, it reveals it's a boy. Or maybe
well,
we're
sure.
Pregnant.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, yeah, you just dye the color of the cake. That's something that actually happens a lot, Andy.
What do you mean, like different color cakes?
Yeah, you just
this fucking you episode, the cake guys. You pull it out
and then we were pink there, but that's a gender reveal they call.
Huh.
Not everybody does gender reveals like.
But you didn't know about this?
Start giant forest fires and ruin everything.
No, he's joking.
No,
right?
No, I know about like people fucking confetti and stuff. I don't know about cakes.
They fuck confetti. Wow.
Andy, yeah, Andy, Andy. For you're my wedding, I almost got a blue cake. Like the filling was gonna be blue, but we found out. Your body can't break down the dye, so you just it makes your poop blue.
Yeah, it's fine.
And
who cares? That's
I thought it was fucking hilarious, but Paula was like, "Nah, your grandparents are gonna get upset."
Did you?
And it's like that would be like such a lovely reminder of your wedding.
Yeah,
like you
know, I thought so too. I thought.
Now imagine you're on a deserted island. You're like, "There's chili smelling shit over here, and that poop is blue." Nick and Kevin are near.
Tim, how have you thought about this? I mean, obviously, I'm just saying not how you're not, Gia is not pregnant. You guys are not. I'm not doing anything here. But you are the master of hype, and you have all your friends announce all sorts of shit. What's your goat? You've done a lot of engagements lately. You're engaged yourself.
Yeah.
What do you plan for a crazy? Have you thought through what you're gonna do for your family? Have you thought through what you're gonna do for us one day?
Yeah, well, yes and no. So the answer there is this is the, like if this happens, this is my fucking moment to be surprised. I've done so much for Gia out here, okay? I want her to blow my fucking mind and record it, and I want it to be epic and awesome, but that's her responsibility. I ain't
Does she know that?
All that.
Do you
Does
think
she
she's going to surprise
well aware.
Do you think you'd be you think you'd be surprised if she was pregnant? Okay.
Oh, okay. Can all of us say right now what we would want that to be?
For Tim?
Yeah.
Sure.
Because the light bulb went out and I went, oh my God, this would be absolutely incredible.
I say you dye one of the dogs pink, one of the dogs blue, and you're just like, oh,
it's not
there
a gender reveal.
We bring it up.
No, I know. And guess what? There wasn't a reveal there. They just come out pink and blue and be like, one day, they'll have a color.
That's one way to do it. I'm sorry. Back to you, Andy. What was your idea?
Mine, we're doing a random kind of funny podcast, and just like we naturally would, we decide to tread into the Vin Diesel territory and say, what the fuck is he up to on Twitter?
Sure.
And the most recent video is Vin Diesel. We're like, click into that video. Look at this fucking guy. And he goes,
Tim, you're pregnant.
Casually, Tim and Gia.
It is about family.
Yeah, dude. Can you see
that? That's really good.
That's brilliant. Does he cameo? Does he do cameo or?
I doubt it, but I'm going to look.
I'm sure we can reach out. We should probably just get that in case.
I'm going to go.
But we should get a couple more too. maybe announcing
Kevin,
a divorce.
Oh, yeah. If he does do a cameo, you know how you click into the video? Maybe we make it look like a TikTok or something, but we can have Nick and I engineer a page that looks like a web page. And it's really just an MP4 that's playing. And then, you have like a fake mouse cursor go up and go click and click the video and the audio plays. So it looks like we're looking at Google Chrome, but it's an actual video from somebody's cameo.
Sure.
Vin Diesel is currently not taking requests at this time, but he is on Cameo. But we can get Matilda.
Who's that?
Who's Matilda?
Mara Wilson.
The little girl?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, from the movie Matilda.
The kid with the chocolate cake?
The child actor, Matilda.
The child actor, yeah. $80. Yeah.
That's
oh, wow.
Good.
What a
24-hour delivery. Mm-hmm.
No.
My great
Andy, I'm sorry, go ahead. Answer. You want to keep it on you want to actually get back on the road. That's fine with me.
Yeah, it's fine. Andy's. You can go. Go ahead.
I want you to know, Andy, how close I came to spending Kind of Funny money to get Dean Norris to tell you to pay me $20 for that fake NFT I made for you.
Oh.
Because I was hovering on the purchase. I almost went to Founders Chat on Slack to be like, hey, guys, can I pay Hank from Breaking Bad to yell at Andy for this? And about the time I was getting ready to put this all in motion, if you remember, because the bit was that I drew a picture and then, or what, my feet? I don't even remember. I took a photo of something and I was like, this is an NFT and you owe me $20. And then I kept yelling at Andy to pay me $20.
Picture your face. Yeah, yeah.
And then the joke abruptly stopped when a Kind of Funny best friend just Venmoed me $20 and said this was to cover Andy's debt. And I was like, you ruined it. We can't do this. I don't want people paying me money. Mm-hmm. And pay this kid back $20. Tell Andy it's over.
The scam. Yeah. The first $20 weren't even real.
Damn. Nick, back to you.
My brain immediately goes to, how can Gia hide the pregnancy until the kid gets here?
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, how
that
can
would be,
she?
That'd be tough.
Because Tim is very focused on a lot of things. And when he's focused on something, he's laser sharp. But I wouldn't put it past him to not, like, I bet Gia could sneak it by for 9 months and then just show up with what Tim thinks is another Pomeranian named, of course, Letty. But it's not Letty. It's Rimothy. Congratulations.
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah.
And she gives it to you.
I think she could make it. I'm not a pregnancy expert by any stretch of the imagination. But I think she could make it surprisingly long without me knowing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to say over 6 months.
You think six? You think seven?
Ooh, because here's the thing. No, it could be something where maybe she. This isn't, you know, me trying to, like, insult your relationship, Tim, okay? But I know
you're smart.
You love sleeping in, and sometimes you can't because she's there. Mm-hmm. But if she was like, Tim, I know you're going to miss me, but I have to go away for a while. For, like, 5 months.
I got a business trip. I got a five-month business trip.
And it'd be like, yeah, you know, we could, like, FaceTime all the time or whatever, whatever. But, but deep down, Tim would be like, man, I'm going to sleep a lot. Like, this is gonna change a bit, and I'm kind of excited for this, even though I'm going to miss her still. Mm-hmm. And she could go away, and he'd be none the wiser.
Yeah.
Because you feel like they have the rest of their lives together. So Tim will rationalize it. What's 5 months?
It's 5 months.
Good sleep. And then she comes back and goes, I'd like to introduce you to your son, Rimothy.
I'd like to introduce
you. I called Nick and asked, what should the baby be named? And he said, you've been dropping a lot of hints about Rimothy lately.
And it's like we asked the question, how do new listeners come to this show?
Yeah.
And all we do is laugh at jokes from 2 years ago streams.
The new listener, whoever's made it an hour and 8 minutes into this, and they're like, I've never heard of these guys before. They trust me. They don't care. And I think the Rimothy narrative writes itself right there. All right. You're like, oh, that's when I bet Greg was talking about slitting that guy's throat. Yeah, that's what it is. Tim's son, obviously.
Obviously. I'd be stoked. I want to see G try to do that. But yeah, I don't have an answer for what he should do, though. Like, I don't have anything cool.
For your parents, it's easy. That's in person. You don't have to worry as much about COVID, right? And I would use the bagels. I'm going to bring you guys breakfast. You know what I mean? I'm going to bring you guys breakfast. We're going to have breakfast with you. I'm going to bring some of the bagels.
I love it.
I assume your parents don't work at the bagel shop.
Open up the bagel box, baby's inside.
That's one way to do it. I was thinking there's four of you, right? Mom and dad, you and your wife. You come in, you have five bagels. And you put it down, and then you put on. Why'd you bring an extra bagel? Oh, it's for the other guest. Well, what other guest? We're pregnant, kind of thing.
We're eating for two.
We work on the script a bit, obviously, but that's the gist. We're going. They freak out. They cry. They don't eat their bagels. You get an extra bagel.
Here's all three out there. Maybe they don't ask about it, and then you have the nudge, and then it becomes an argument, right? Extra bagel. I'm not eating carbs today, right?
This is the big problem of doing it too smart.
Right.
I, of course, don't get me wrong, Andy, I'll get to you in 1 second. Don't get me wrong. There is, you know, COVID, you can't travel. Andy, you put your hand down. I know you're coming up next. All these different things. When I broke the news over the phone to my family, went over a lot of their heads. went over a lot of their heads because I was too smart about it. Like my dad, I'm like, you know, we're moving. It's going to be this thing. We're going to use this one room as Jen's office. But what I would say is like, we're moving. It's this thing. Lucy's not coming with us, but we're getting a different roommate. And like, oh, okay. Like, what is it? What, you know, what's going on with that? And I'm like, oh, you know, it's going to be, we're getting, and then they wouldn't even ask. I thought it would be, oh, we're getting another roommate. Oh, who is that? Oh, what's that person's name? What do they do? Kind of thing. Dad, I gave it to, gave me nothing back. You know, he gave me nothing back on it. It was just like, all right, cool. It's your life. And I'm like, well, okay, shit, fuck. Okay. And then like my aunt and uncle, I made a reference to, yeah, we're doing this thing, you know, and I think I was given a video. I'm like, this is where the crib will go. And they were like, oh, okay, cool. And then it went out. My aunt started talking more and my uncle had to be like, they're having a baby. And she's like, no, they're not. She thought crib was some kind of slang that I was like using for crib, something else. Like, no, yeah. There's a baby coming.
See that? I think you'd be a little bit more on the nose with it, but if you want to do a little bit of a present, you get them the onesie for the kid that says like world's greatest grandparents or something like that. And you give them that as a present, right?
Yeah, well, that would be world's greatest grandbaby, right? You get them.
Right, that's what I meant.
You don't want to put the parents, the grandparents in a onesie, yeah.
I mean, you could. That would make it weird.
Sure.
But freaky.
But yeah, there's a lot of great TikToks of people doing that. Yeah, I'm sorry, Andy Cortez from kindoffunny.com. You had your hand up for a long time there.
It depends on how this bagel shop looks on the outside.
And what I have, sort of for the record, I did email Manuel to find out what the name of the bagel shop is and where it is.
Okay, because I'm calling it right now in my head. This only works if the place is called Manuel's Bagels.
Okay.
You change the whole business. You change the signage and it's Manuel's baby. You have the parents call in to order bagels and he goes, Manuel's baby. And they go, What do you mean? Mm-hmm. You're pregnant.
One way to do it too. I mean,
let's call that option D. But I do like the idea of if you had a restaurant, because this is actually something that happened over in Pack Heights. There's a great pizza place called Dino's, and when he had a boy,
Spumoni.
No, I actually might have Spumoni there, but he changed it to like Dino and Son, like pizzeria.
Yeah,
which I thought was super cute. Like one day I walked by and I was like, oh, what a great way to announce to everyone that like loves your restaurant. Who?
Oh, that's really cute.
Outgoing personality. He just changed it like Dino and Sons.
What about babies and bagels?
Sure.
Baby bagels. And then Andy.
Well, you don't want to do baby bagels because then I'm thinking the bagels are too small. I'm a big man. I want a big bagel. I don't want a baby bagel.
We got babies and bagels. Call it that.
Sure, sure, sure.
What if you at your bagel store?
My wife and I had a baby. We sell bagels. That's the name of the rest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, we're pregnant. Bagels.
BBNB. Babies, bagels, no bugs. It's in the title. Do you want to go somewhere important that isn't proclaiming they don't have bugs? They're I'm afraid worried to have you look for bugs.
I sit on those hard plastic chairs and I'm thinking there's bed bugs in here because this place did not specifically say there's no bugs in this.
Exactly. You ever done that? And if I'm lying, I'm dying here. Tim, you ever had it where you bite into a bagel and silverfish just pour out of it? There's no bread. They had eaten it from the inside out and bread inside it.
Wow.
Silverfish the whole time. It's
just, they hollowed it out. They were using
I thought the silverfish were like so coordinated they could hold the shape of the bagel bun. No. And then the second you bit into them, they just scatter all over your face.
No, I pictured it the way Greg said. I pictured it like it like in a bug's life. The mm-hmm. camera is on the sky. There's a bagel on the ground. The camera zooms in, and it's not even a bagel. It's just super hollowed out, but it's structured really well where there's bread pillars kind of holding up the walls. Manuel, I'm sorry. Yeah. We did not.
No,
Manuel, we don't know enough information. Are you going to Mexico? Because, yeah, that'd be a good surprise would be great, but I know COVID.
Pandemic. This isn't too helpful because we don't have any good suggestions, but there's good suggestions out there. I'm trying to think. I love these moments. I always talk about like the kind of like just like nice things in the world and surprises. I often am watching proposal videos or baby reveal videos or whatever the hell it is. But I can't think of any like off the top of my head, like memorable baby reveal things. But I do think what you should do, and I've been doing a little YouTube in here to try to figure out the right keywords. I think putting in partner baby reveal into the YouTube search, there's a mm-hmm. bunch of compilations that I think you can watch some, get inspired by some ideas, and that make that work for your parents. Cause like there's some gold in here that I'm seeing. There's this TikTok compilation that has like 42 different reveals in it.
Ooh,
there's got to be something in there.
Okay, this might actually work. This one might actually work. Just like what we're talking about with Vin Diesel, but you hire some other celebrity that the parents know to do a cameo. Dean Norris, and it's Dean Norris, and you make it seem like you're doing some sort of we're working on some celebrity endorsement thing, like for commercial
bagel
or whatever.
Shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for BB&B,
bagels and stuff.
Exactly, and then Dean Norris, the celebrity or whatever, says, they're advertising this brand new item, and it's, you know, we got a new bun in the oven. There's a new bun in the oven.
Really good.
And you open up the oven. Baby in there.
I don't know if you had to go that far. I don't think you had to go that far. Dean Norris can just oven. Say it.
The baby's in the oven.
You guys want?
Yeah, but it's off.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, like, starting from
real,
the simplest,
real rusty in there, though.
a little some weird smell that maybe a child shouldn't be exposed to for prolonged periods of time.
Again, though, you're also hiding the pregnancy for 9 months. Like, there's other problems we have to get.
I just think, like, think about that, right? If you had the wherewithal to hide the pregnancy for 9 months, what a better surprise than just bring the kid to Christmas.
Oh, wow. That's cool. You know? I like that. Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like
it's August. Let's celebrate questions. Christmas in August, parents. Why?
I would surprise you.
You'll see. Decorate your fucking house, Dad.
Best plan ever. I put like that.
Anyway, thanks for calling Manuel's baby.
And no
Ladies
bugs.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of the Kinda Funny podcast. Remember, each and every week, no four, bugs. Sometimes five, sometimes six, best friends gather on this table, each coming to dig through each other's trash and hang out. If you like that, you can go to patreon.com/kindafunny and give me far too many details to try to research the bagel shop you work at. If you're on Patreon, of course, you get the show ad-free. You can watch live, just like Madeline Stanley is, who said that was a horrible description. I'm going to throw up ill about my silverfish bagel. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And of course, you get it with the post show we're about to do.
However, I want to give a shout out, Greg, to someone in the chat, to Angel Ojeda, who I saw earlier. I've seen them multiple times throughout the show, but earlier, like, wow, I feel like I'm with a bunch of celebrities because I recognize all these names from being shouted out on the show. Well, guess what? You're a celebrity now, Angel.
Oh, man.
You're one of them. You're one of the trogs. The few, the proud.
Trog.
The many.
Remember, you can get the show for free, youtube.com/kindoffunny, patreon.com. No, that's all right. Sorry. Rooster Teeth and podcast services around the globe. That's it. Yeah, that's the big stuff. We did it. Yay. Post show time.